Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve Lapa, CBS Sports Network, a college basketball analyst, joins us now on Tiki and Tierney. Good afternoon, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Tiki? You doing all right?
Yeah, I cannot complain at all. Let's jump to this Kansas State situation that we had last night. We just finished talking about it for the last couple of segments. And obviously, Bill Self did the right thing by indefinitely suspending DeSouza. But what repercussions should there be for Kansas, I guess, and or Kansas State's programs? Because this was a really bad look.
It was a horrendous look, Tiki, first of all.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll tell you. And this is my opinion, and I have a ton of respect for Bill Self. He's a tremendous coach and a great guy, and he knows, how his program should run and everything else. To me, once the kid picked up the chair, he's done for the year.
Wow.
Now that's my opinion. Now, I understand he didn't swing it, and there's some debate whether an assistant pulled the chair out of his hand or he dropped the chair. The way I look at it, Tiki, is, and I mean, you were a big-time athlete. You played in sports your whole life. You know that when a kid like that, you're in a melee, and you pick up a chair, and even if you're not going to swing it, if I'm standing next to a guy who's 6'9", 240, and he's got a chair, I may pick up a chair.
Yeah, you're right.
And guess what? I may swing that chair first, even if he has no intent of swinging it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
And now, what do you have?
Yeah.
You have a serious problem. Somebody could get killed. Certainly somebody could get seriously injured. So I think, in my opinion, once DeSouza picks up the chair, he's done for the season.
Yeah. I think that's
now, all the other stuff you got to decipher. Who threw this punch? Who did this? Who did that? The hard thing about it was the players are not supposed to leave. No one is supposed to leave the bench except the head coach when a fight starts. But the game was over.
Yeah.
So now what do you do with the guys that left the bench? The game's over.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to decipher, and they have to, and I'm sure, and I'm not saying DeSouza is the only guy who should suffer the consequences, but he clearly should be done for the year, and then they got to look at everybody else that was involved and what they did.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have a bunch of walk-ons playing in the next game if you really think about it, because none of them could come back out, right? For the technical, right? The technical fouls they had to shoot.
Everybody who threw a punch is automatically suspended for the next game without question. That's the rule. And then if you get into another fight, they're done for the season.
Yeah.
So they had to decipher all that. I don't know. There was a kid there in civilian clothes throwing a lot of punches. I don't know who he was. They're going to find out who he was and what his intent was in this whole thing and where he stood. Was he a walk-on? Was he injured? Who was he? I don't even know. He was in uniform.
Yeah.
But to me, you pick up a chair. For the season.
I agree with you. You know, just to stick with this for a second, really just with Kansas's program, we don't really know what's happening there right now, because the notice of allegations was handed to Bill Self because of the repercussions of the FBI probe. Where is that program as it pertains to Bill Self's future, I guess, long-term employment? Is it in danger?
Oh, absolutely. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't want to tell you, look, I did this for many years as a coach, and I have no patience for people who cheat and break the rules. No patience. Now, I wasn't there. I didn't hear the FBI wiretaps, the investigations. It sounds to me that there were a lot of things going on there that they've been implicated in. And if, in fact, they were cheating, then absolutely his job should be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. So, but I don't know exactly, but what I read, I would think they got some issues for sure.
Yeah, no, it's been hanging over for a really long time. I think that came down in like September or so.
Yes.
We're talking to Steve Lapa, CBS Sports Network college basketball analyst, former coach at Villanova. Let's get to the top of the ranking, so to speak. It's Gonzaga and Baylor. And if you would ask me that at the beginning of the season, there's no – I mean, Kansas is right there as well. I guess that one's expected. But this feels like a topsy-turvy. Really, nobody wants to claim it. The ACC is significantly down. How do you think this season plays out? Could we see a non-traditional, non-blue blood be the favorite and maybe even win the NCAA tournament this year? Because it feels like it's that kind of year.
Well, Tiki, you're 100% right. I mean, first of all, let's look at this. There have been seven different number one teams so far. That hasn't happened this much this early in the season. It's like 1983. So, obviously, we have something going on now that tells you about college basketball. I said this a couple of weeks ago. I said, we've had George Mason, we've had VCU, we've had Loyola Chicago. We've had these teams make a Final Four but never win it. Well, guess what? This could be the year that a Dayton, a San Diego State, that one of these non-traditional teams from a non-quote-unquote non-power league could win the whole thing. Because we have no great teams.
Yeah.
So that's where we are in college basketball. There's no doubt one of the non-blue bloods could win this thing.
Yeah. Now, Steve, is this as simple as these, like the blue bloods are dealing with the one and done, you know, issue, right? These kids, they come for a year, they bounce. If they get hurt even a little bit, they're like, dude, I'm sitting out. I'm not playing for the rest of the season. I got to worry about my draft stock, right? And these non-traditional teams like Gonzaga or Baylor or Dayton even, these kids are like juniors and seniors, and they've been through the program for a long time. Is it that simple?
Yeah, it's pretty. I would have to take Gonzaga out of that category because I think they've already proven because they lost a ton of guys last year.
True, good
to
point.
The NBA draft. So I'd have to say that a Gonzaga doesn't really fit in that category. But yes, when you look at the Daytons and the San Diego States, like San Diego State is starting three graduate transfer seniors. So they certainly have the upperclassmen and the older guys. And you know what's happened, too, Tiki? Yeah, we have had, obviously, a lot of one. We lost Zion Williamson. We lost Barrett. We lost a lot of great players last year. But the problem is these 20 or 25 guys that are playing in the NBA G League right now, they should be back in college.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That would have changed the whole landscape of college basketball if these guys that are playing in the G League were playing in college.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're talking about my guy, Kyle Guy from Virginia, who decided to leave. The ACC, including my Cavaliers, are having some struggles this year. And we'll leave Virginia off the list, but for right now, because I'll get to it at the end. But Duke lost a couple last week. UNC is really struggling. Without Cole Anthony, it feels like that vaunted UNC program that had been built so thoroughly, you know, with May there and these vets, but also some young kids, it feels like he's spiraling. Is the game maybe moving past this UNC squad right now?
I don't want this year, you know, just because of the way people left, Cole Anthony gets hurt. So Roy Williams finds himself in a spot that I don't think they're going to be in regularly. I think this is just a one-year anomaly and that they will be back. But there's no doubt that they've come closer to the pack. I mean, this isn't a team like back in the 80s when they had Worthy and Sam Perkins and all these guys that were juniors and seniors on top of it, you know, where they could dominate. So those days are over, but I do think North Carolina will be back. And I'm going to guess that knowing Roy and what he's going through this year, probably come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, no, seemingly, because that's what the Blue Bloods do. And he's got the greatest suits in the world, or at least the jackets in the world. We're talking to Steve Lappa, CBS Sports Network college basketball analyst. All right, here's a question for you. There are three really talented, what should be freshmen, not playing in the NCAA. R.J. Hampton and LaMelo Ball, they played in Australia. James Wiseman, as we all remember from Memphis, played a couple of games, and then they just almost fought the NCAA. Then they decided not to, and then he just withdrew from college, and now he's getting ready for the pros. Is that the fact those three guys might be the top three guys drafted in this upcoming NBA draft? Is that hurting college basketball, or is it actually a precursor to what's going to happen when the one and done rule is pushed off the books?
You know, it's kind of both, Tiki. And I don't mean to be kind of in the middle of the road. It really is both because these guys, and I give them credit. They decided, you know, college 1 year for me is not what I want, and that's fine. And I really think we need to get to the point where the NBA decides that if you can go out of high school, and the kids should be allowed to go to high school, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, once you come back to college, maybe we can have a rule where you got to stay 2 years. It'll never be 3 years like baseball does.
Yeah.
But, okay, you got to stay 2 years or something like that. But there's no doubt that kids have decided, a lot of kids, that it's a better alternative to either go to Europe, play in the G League, or do whatever, than go to college. And that's their right, and I don't blame them if that's what they want to do. Personally, I think there's more to gain being in college because just look at the marketing. Zion Williamson, how big a sneaker contract did he sign? Multi-million dollars because of what he did at Duke that 1 year.
Yep.
So I think there's something to be gained by a kid going to college. But if a kid doesn't want to go to college, I got no problem with that. He shouldn't have to go to college.
Yeah. No, if he wants to be – he knows what he wants to be professional in. And college, the classes, I should say, are probably not going to help him in that regard. But the college basketball can.
You went to Virginia. You were a good student. And that's fine. That's good for you. But for some other kids that don't have that kind of interest, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's exactly right.
If he wants to work on his vocation, he should be allowed to do that.
I think you're absolutely right. Steve Lapp, CBS Sports Network insider, our college analyst, is joining us here. One more question for you. You mentioned Zion Williamson. Obviously, he hasn't played yet. His debut is going to be tonight, which is exciting for all of us that have been waiting a really long time to see him play. But he had an interesting comment a couple of weeks ago where he said, you know, I actually wanted to stay at Duke. He wanted to stay in school as opposed to being a one-and-done kid, but he felt pressured to leave. And we assume that pressure was coming from his family. Like, let's go get some money. I get this guaranteed $100 million contract that you're talking about. But do you think that there is pressure in some programs to push these kids out? Like, Coach Cal has this, I think, at Kentucky, right? Is there pressure to get these kids moving forward so for the next group of kids to come in?
You know, maybe somebody like John Calipari, because he has the kind of program where he can replenish these kind of guys every year. I think most people would be – I know I'd be ecstatic to have Zion Williamson back for another year without a doubt.
So yeah.
I think there are some programs that are kind of built on replenishing their talent that quickly, like maybe a Duke, like maybe a Kentucky, obviously. But I got to think for the most part, if you can keep a kid around for 2 years, and you know, there's pressure on these kids, and not only from their, I don't want to say from their families, but these kids, let's face it, you're only going to be able to play in the NBA whether it's 12 years, 14 years, 13 years, whatever it is, there's going to be a finite end.
Yep.
So why not start the clock earlier and get that extra year of big-time earning potential? There's a lot to be said and a lot of things that these kids have to think about.
Yeah, no, you're never making it up. Like, if you miss a year of the NBA to stay in college, that's what, however many millions it is, you're not making it up on the back end. Well, maybe you will, but presumably not. All right, last question. I lied to you. Can Tony Bennett's coaching overcome their lack of shooting and scoring? Because, I mean, if they get the 50, it's a good thing.
You know, he's a tremendous coach. We know that. We know he's a coach who can win with less than other guys have, but you still need a certain amount. You know what I mean?
I do.
He's a tremendous coach, but there still is a certain minimal amount that you have to have talent-wise, and they lost a lot. They
don't
shoot the ball particularly well. They don't score. And, you know, they still hold people to 46, 48 points a game, whatever they do, but there comes a point where you got to put the ball in the basket, and that's where they're having an issue this year. But he's a tremendous coach. He's proven that. Hey, who goes to Washington State and wins?
Yeah.
And Virginia, Craig Littlepage realized that. He was the athletic director of Virginia. He realized that. He grabbed this guy, and obviously it was a great get for Virginia.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. We're obviously talking about Mike Cavaliers. Steve, I appreciate you. Thanks for hopping on, giving some insight on a bunch of different topics around NCAA basketball.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tiki.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.